Iceland also has an equal pay law, and it got an update a few days ago. New rules require all companies with at least 25 employees to obtain government certification of their equal pay policies. Those companies that fail to receive the certification will be fined and publicly outed. The hope is that it'll eliminate the pay gap in Iceland, which was at 16% as of last year. Dæni Arðardóttir Pind is a board member of the Icelandic Women's Rights Association. How is this law being received in Iceland?
It was kind of like mixed. A lot of people think this is a good step, myself included, but we had some critical voices as well.
Yeah, what were they saying?
Yeah, like some people think it's complicated, it's costly, because it is kind of bureaucratic. You have to get a certification and you have to evaluate every job. But I mean, you can say as well, I mean, if you have a environmental management system or like a quality standard to something that you're doing, everything is, all rules and regulations are costly in a way, I think.
Mm.
That was the main criticism, just that this would cost too much. Not the fact that the pay had to be like leveled up for women, just the bureaucracy would be costly.
I mean, Iceland is a really interesting country to talk about when we're looking at pay gaps, because according to the World Economic Forum, Iceland has the best track record on gender equality in the world. But you Icelanders still have a pay gap. Why do you think that that gap is so difficult to eliminate?
Yeah, I mean, this is the million-dollar question, really. There's no country that has equal pay, at least I don't know of any, and I think there is none. But you can see when you look into like sectors or even companies that are trying to take steps to eliminate the pay gap. And they are really using methods that are really similar to this new legislation. So what you do is you evaluate the job and then you pay based on the merits of the job, not who is doing the work. So it really puts some work on employers, but the result should be that the system of managing pay should be set up in a way that's understandable and it's fair.
From your perspective, I mean, you grew up in Iceland, but what is this news from the UK of the BBC journalist Kerry Gracie resigning in protest of pay discrimination? What does that mean to you, that story?
I mean, I totally understand her. What I don't understand is why the BBC hasn't handled this differently, because there you have it, like black and white, that the people are doing the same work but women are getting paid like half or something.
What do you think the BBC should have done?
I feel like they're kind of overcomplicating it. Like, why can't they just pay people the same? They're doing the same work. I would probably be a little bit offended if the Icelandic national TV station, if something about like this came out about how they are paying their people.
Presumably that new law in Iceland is going to prevent things like that.
Yeah, that's the thing. We have pay differences. We know that. The numbers show that. But it's so hard to find them. But if you go through this, so it's like preventative measures, really. So if something like this would have been in place at the BBC before this had happened, it probably wouldn't have happened. If the standard is going to work as we hope it will.
Dæni, I'm just curious, how did women's rights become kind of like your mission?
I don't know. I mean, probably just inspiration from all these previous generations of women.
In Iceland. So,
yeah. And I also feel like I always felt like we were almost there. Like we're going in the right direction. The pay gap is going down. Violence is going down, blah, blah, blah. But like, it never happens. We're like always having the same discussion over and over and over again. And I mean, I've been part of this for, 10, 15 years or something, and we are still discussing the same things.
When you say we were almost there, what stopped you from kind of going further?
I don't think we were almost there. It was just like, I was describing this feeling that you have, like when you're kind of young and you're maybe taking part in a protest and
that idealism.
Or a demonstration or something. Yeah, kind of, yeah. But I actually feel like this could actually have an impact.
Dæni Arðardóttir Pind, a board member of the Icelandic Women's Rights Association. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.